USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden updates us on the continued drawdown efforts in Afghanistan. The president saying he will not send more Americans to Afghanistan as there is no point in staying.
I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome.
The president receiving some pushback from the withdrawal strategy, including from Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida.
Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and half the world's terrorist organizations that exist in the Afghan-Pakistani region still intend and have the capability to come roaring back in the wake of a Taliban takeover and still intend to attack the United States and to attack the West.
Wall Street in a selling mood to wrap up the day. The Dow fell nearly 260 points to close at 34,421. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Tropical Storm Elsa brought lots of rain and wind to Florida, eventually making landfall in the northeast area of the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the damage evaluation isn't as bad as originally thought.
In terms of any widespread damage, it came, there's some water, there's relatively modest wind, and then it moved through the state. And obviously, the further west it tracked, the less impacts that we saw here, which is something that we are obviously concerned about.
Officials are set to remove fencing around the U.S. Capitol.
Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say that the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats warrants removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dworsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
The latest data from the Consumer Price Index indicates that prices on everyday goods have jumped 5% over the last year, the largest one-year increase since August 2008. Game 2 of the NBA Finals tips off tonight just after 6 o'clock Pacific time. The Phoenix Suns lead the Milwaukee Bucks in the best-of-seven series, 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.